Hi, I'm Howard Katzenstein from the OU's Kashrus Division, and today I'm speaking about the consumer's role and responsibility, how to be a savvy kosher consumer. I'd say the opening remark should be, you got to think with your head, not with your stomach. If you're hungry and you just want to grab whatever you can as quickly as possible, you got to be alert. It's very important for consumers to think, because there's an expression in Latin, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. While the vast majority of products which you see with a kosher symbol, be it an OU or other symbol, are legitimate, there's a small percentage of products which have an unauthorized OU or other kosher symbol on it. Question is, how do you go about spotting them? And you may not be able to always spot them, but sometimes an alert consumer can. For starters, if it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. To give you some examples of unauthorized OUs, which I came across in my history here at the OU, we had crackers, product of Saudi Arabia. That should tip somebody off, hey, something's wrong here. Does the OU actually send mashgichim to Saudi Arabia? And the answer is no, we don't. And that product was in fact unauthorized. The company was kind enough to put an OUD on it because it contained dairy ingredients. They got that part right, but they didn't have the authorization to use the OU symbol. That was brought to our attention by, an alert consumer. So what should you be looking for as a savvy and alert consumer? You should be looking for the following. You should be looking for products which are unfamiliar, companies which are unfamiliar, and ingredients which should trigger your concern. For example, if a product contains gelatin, the differential in cost between kosher gelatin and non-kosher gelatin, or marshmallows, and kosher marshmallows, non-kosher marshmallows, is huge. There's not that many nationally distributed brands which have those products in them, glycerin or marshmallows, which are in fact certified. Yes, we do have a few large manufacturers, and I'm not talking about what we call the Heimish, the Jewish companies, such as Blooms, Rokitsch, or Geffen products. Those companies, because their sales are more focused on the kosher consumer, it's worthwhile for them to put in those ingredients and make sure that they're using the kosher marshmallow in an ice cream or the like. National brand names very often will not have those products certified. That's the type of things which consumers need to be looking for. Companies which are unfamiliar, ingredients which should trigger a red flag, or missing the dairy designation. That's something which may be unauthorized, or maybe we just is in fact certified but missing the D. The OU requires either a D symbol or dairy next to the OUD on products containing dairy ingredients or are made on dairy equipment. If you see a product which falls into that category, contact the OU. We want to know about it. What information do you need to have when you contact the OU? There's three bits of information that you need to have when you contact the OU. And it's the product name, such as stone ground tortilla chips. The brand name might be ShopRite. And then the company name, which if you look on the back, it will say Wakefern, distributed by Wakefern. While on the subject, I'll give you a quick course in food manufacturing. When you walk up and down the aisles of a supermarket, you're going to see a huge variety of products. And many of these products are competing head-to-head. You're going to find chocolate chip cookies from under four different brand and company names. It's possible that all these four brands of chocolate chips might be made in the same plant. There's something which is going on in the food industry called private label. Supermarkets do it all the time, and even sometimes major manufacturers will do it. What they do is they will contract with a cookie manufacturer. They'll say, hey, you guys make a good chocolate chip cookie, a good quality chocolate. We'd like you to make our cookie line. So the supermarket A&P will approach the cookie manufacturer and say, here's our graphics. This is what we want the label to look like. And we want you to make our chocolate chip, our oatmeal, coconut cookies, and all the like. And that is called private label. Very few supermarkets have their own plants. Almost everything you see in a supermarket is being private labeled for them. And as I mentioned, you can have sometimes even major manufacturers will do that because it's a lot cheaper to have somebody else make some of your products than operate your own plant, or sometimes they just can't keep up with the capacity. So they'll make, 80% of their own snackers, their own crackers, but farm out 20% of the production to possibly even a competitor. It's amazing what you see. By the way, question, which I'm not going to answer, is there a difference in quality? And the answer is sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. At times, manufacturers will have two formulas, one for their own national brand and then a different formula of lesser quality for their private labels. At times, there's absolutely no difference between the national brand name and the private label. So why don't you test it out, buy them, do a taste test, and decide, do you go with the brand name or go with the store brand and save a few cents? So how do you contact the OU? When you see something suspicious and you want to contact the OU, verify, is it legitimate or is it not? So there's two ways you can contact the OU. One is on the web. You can go to www.oukosher.org and click on Ask a Question. You can email kosher@ou.org. And we have people who sit there responding to these consumer inquiries, and our turnaround time is pretty good. We answer most questions within 1 or 2 days. That's better than major manufacturers or companies which I've sent emails to and waited a week or longer before I got a response. Or you can call the OU. You can call our Kosher's hotline at 212-613-8241. But remember, make sure you have those three bits of information available in order for us to better respond to your inquiry. By the way, we get many inquiries as to the reliability of other certifications, and that's something which we can't answer. Because it's wonderful when we can say, yes, you can rely on this other certification. They have good standards. But what happens when the answer is no? It's a substandard agency. They don't visit the plants as frequently as they should. They rely on many heterim, coolers, etc. So we don't feel comfortable with it. But we can say, well, this one you can eat, this one you can't. We're going to ruffle feathers. We're going to get people angry at the OU. And as a matter of fact, we even had one certification agency, which we did not accept their products into OU plants, file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission that we were restricting their trade. We were able, by the way, to document the deficiencies which we felt were inherent in their certification, and the complaint was dismissed. But because of the sensitivity, we answer, please contact your local Orthodox rabbi. What other areas should a consumer be looking for? We have the packaged products, which I mentioned. If you see something suspicious, that's what they say in New York City these days. The signs in the subway, signs at a times, they say, if you see something, say something. Well, we're not worried about terrorists in packaged potato chips. But if you see something suspicious on the label, check with the OU, make sure it's legit. It's important to note that there's only a small percentage of the hundreds of thousands of products which are out there which bear an unauthorized OU. The vast majority, it's an infinitesimal percentage which are unauthorized and not reliable. Vast majority is legitimate. OU is very aggressive about protecting its trademark, and that's something I'll speak about in a different installment. What else can one do as a savvy consumer? Be careful of representations made by stores which sell products, especially ice cream stores, restaurants, stores which repack from bulk. You walk into your local fruit store, and he has those clear plastic containers filled with nuts, candies, chocolates, and the like. And they print out these computer labels, which say what it is. Sometimes they'll even mention a brand name. And then next to that might be an OU or other kosher symbol. How do you know what you're getting is actually what they're claiming it to be? There's no way. You're relying on the store to properly repack. So when you see those weight labels, there's no way you can know that it's legitimate and it's accurately packed and packaged. As a matter of fact, New York State is soon going to be cracking down on this and prohibit stores from putting kosher symbols on these products unless they get specific authorization from that kosher certification agency. Even though the original product may be OU certified, it's sort of like a Band-Aid. You ever look at the Band-Aids? It says guaranteed sterile until opened. Once you open it, you don't know what happens to the sterility of the Band-Aid. And the same thing, the OU stands behind the certification and the kosher standards of a product as long as it is in its original packaging. Now that this supermarket has repacked it, who knows if they accurately repacked it, if they got in a substitute brand, or what the case may be. The weight stickers can be from the previous run, which may have been an OU company, and this time they got in a different product under a different agency, different hashkacha, and they're still using those old labels with the OU on it. There's no way you can know. This has happened quite a number of times with meat, with candies, and other products. When you walk into an ice cream store, you need to be really careful. Unless the ice cream store has a certification on the whole store, they want to represent themselves as hard as they can as kosher. They will very often post letters of certification. How, as a consumer, do you know, even if they put up a sign saying, we sell Joe's ice cream, which is OU certified, how do you know what they're actually selling? Unless you go behind the counter, look at the tub. If it's soft ice cream, look at the premix. And if it is soft ice cream or hard ice cream, you still have issues. They can be selling some kosher versions and some non-kosher versions. So the same scoop which they're dishing out some of your chocolate chip ice cream, they may have used to scoop out non-kosher Rocky Road. And there could be residue on it. And the sprinkles and the nuts which they're putting on, the toppings, the chocolate, the fudge, you don't know if that's kosher. That store would certainly want you to think that they are kosher. And when you're dealing with soft ice cream, you're dealing with similar issues. There is common parts of the equipment which pump out the soft ice cream, which is common between the different flavors. So even if you see that the vanilla, which you're asking, has an OU on the premix, you have no idea what else has passed through very recently on that same equipment. So before you buy ice cream in an ice cream store, you need to think with your head, not with your stomach. When you're going to a restaurant, you need to ask them, do you have certification? Because certifications change. Restaurants can choose to switch certification. You may not know about it. You've been eating there for a number of years. And suddenly, lo and behold, you find out, hey, after you finish your meal, they switch certification from OU to Rabbi Ahmed, and who may not be reliable. So when you walk into a restaurant, you should ask them whose certification they are, and they should be able to present you a letter of certification, a certificate, which says that, whose certification they are, valid with the current date. Don't rely for something which is dated from a year ago, 6 months ago. They should have a current one. Some restaurants which don't have certification or reliable certification will sometimes present you, here, look, here's an OU letter of certification. We're buying Rubashkin or Alley Meat or Empire Chicken. Yeah, that's great. Maybe at best they're buying those meats or poultry, but who knows what's happening with their equipment, what ingredients it's being cooked on, or even Bishul Akum. So it's important for consumers to always verify the certification, and on packaged goods, check each time. Don't rely on familiarity. Things change. Cereals may change from OU, meaning Parva, to OUD. Products may become decertified because of formula changes. And suddenly you say, I've been buying this product for the longest time. You need to listen to that jingle which the garment workers used to have. Look for the union label. Make sure each and every purchase. Don't rely on brand names. Because there, you can have, let's say, Wise potato chips. Many of their varieties are OU certified, but they have some non-kosher. So don't rely on familiarity. Make sure and verify that the OU or other Ashkacha is on the label. And when you're eating in a restaurant or other place, want to order something on the web, don't rely on verbal representations. You should, in fact, request, if it's a retail product, it should have the OU on there if you're ordering on the web. And make sure it's not repacked, that the company who's selling it to you, it's common practice. They'll buy something in bulk and repackage into smaller quantities, and it's tell you it's OU, when in fact only their original supply was OU, but then it was repacked, and the next time may not be an OU product. So you got to be careful when buying on the web where you can't see the label. When your companies who are making verbal representations in regard to, let's say, candy packages, gift baskets, the likes. We've had many, many errors where only some components, there's 10 items in a gift basket, and 8 of them are OU, 2 are not. But they tell you, yes, the gift basket is OU. You have to be really careful with those types of representations. So you might be wondering, what does the OU do when we have a report of a questionable product? Stay tuned for our next episode of Kosher Tidbits, and you'll find out the OU trademark compliance in action.